KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Sea Change Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by locally owned Broadway Heights, serving California cuisine overlooking downtown Chico on the corner of 3rd and Broadway. Over the best of Chico, Broadway Heights serves award-winning appetizers, salads, focaccia sandwiches, pizza, dinner entrees, desserts, beer and wine, and has happy hours as well from 3:30 to 5:30 with drink and pizza specials. They're open every day at 11 a.m. upstairs at 300 Broadway. Broadway Heights also has a private room for parties, bridal showers, group and business meetings.
This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
The benefits of the roof savings will make really the return to the customer a wash between one of the other systems. The really great thing then is that you can get a better looking system, integrates better into your home for effectively the same price as a standard rack mounted system.
While some listeners might find it hard to fathom, the perceived unsightliness of rooftop solar panels can actually be a barrier to widespread adoption. There are homeowners associations and even municipalities from the suburbs of Dallas to Bordeaux, France, that restrict the endlessly renewable energy source that rooftop solar panels represent. But our guest today on Sea Change Radio, Oliver Kohler, is the CEO of a company called SunTegra that offers the perfect solution: solar panels that integrate into roof tiles. Kohler gives us a snapshot of his company, talks about SunTegra's technology, and offers a glimpse of the competitive landscape. Then we revisit my discussion with Richard Lunt about transparent solar cells, another cutting-edge technology that can integrate with skylights and windows. I'm joined now on Sea Change Radio by Oliver Kohler. He's the CEO and founder of SunTegra. Oliver, welcome to Sea Change Radio.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So explain the history of your company, how SunTegra came about, if you will.
Sure. I've got a long history in the solar industry. I've worked in the industry almost 15 years, and for about 10 years, I was managing solar panels for companies like BP Solar and SunPower, and they're great things, they're good technology, but I always felt like, wouldn't it be nice to integrate solar products more into the architectural design of roofs? And about 4 years ago, for family reasons, we moved back to the East Coast, and that gave me an opportunity to rethink what I was doing. And I said, I really want to do something different and create a solar shingle or solar tile product that performs well, can be offered at a reasonable cost, and offers the solar market an alternative to panels. And I think it's important that that extra choice also be provided to help the industry go mainstream. So those were really the thoughts around the creation of SunTegra as a company, and the two products, our SunTegra tile and our SunTegra shingle.
So how do solar tiles and solar shingles differ? I apologize. I actually thought they were the same thing.
Well, they are different in the sense that the solar shingle works with an asphalt shingle roof, and the solar tile would work with a concrete-type roofing tile.
I see.
So the roofs they're integrating into are different. In our case, the sizes of our products are also different. So our solar shingle is rated at 100 to 105 watts. Our solar tile is rated at 67 to 70 watts. Whereas a standard solar panel, which is typically put on a residential home, will range anywhere from 240 to 345 watts.
So explain how the technology got developed.
So one thing we looked at is other products in this space, often they focused on new and different solar technologies such as thin film as well, and whether it be Amorphous or SIGS, and Dow, the Dow Powerhouse Shingle is kind of a case in point. They focused on a SIGS type technology.
What is SIGS? Why don't you explain what that is first? Sorry.
Sure. SIGS is a thin film technology that gets deposited of the glass, and it's different than the crystalline solar cells that you see in most solar panels. At scale, it has potential to be at lower cost, but the manufacturing equipment, you know, has a much higher expense up front. But the efficiencies have not been as high as the standard crystalline products. So if you look out there today, the majority of the industry is based on crystalline products and dominated by really by Chinese manufacturers.
And who makes SunTegra's product?
So what we said is we looked and said, let's take the best available technology, which is crystalline solar. Let's focus on a higher grade monocrystalline solar cell, both because it's higher efficiency and it has good aesthetics. And currently we source from a U.S. manufacturer, and we'll be adding another manufacturer to our mix here over the next 6 months. But so that solar cell we purchased and we put together into similar package to using similar materials to what you have with standard solar panels. But what we then do differently is we have a different size panel, it's smaller, and then we have a unique framing system that we've developed that allows that that standard solar technology to be integrated into a roof in a low-profile overlapping manner. That also allows it to function both as a solar panel and as a roof. So whereas other companies have really tried to say, develop and push a new type of technology plus go into the roof, we said, no need to do that. Let's use the best available. It's cheaper. It's higher efficient. And let's develop a new way to integrate it into the roof that gives customers that lower profile integrated appearance, helps them save on roofing materials if it's paired with a re-roof or a new construction, and also gives them some other benefits such as some more peace of mind benefits, like we like to call it. There's no exposed cables, there's no rodents going to be chewing on them, pigeons nesting under the system, no knocking cables loose or wind knocking cables loose. Everything is really packaged and protected behind the system up there on your roof. So we see reliability benefits from this approach as well.
Can you give us a snapshot of your company in terms of headcount and your growth over the last year or two and what your plans are as you continue to roll it out?
Sure. We are a company, we're about 4 years old. We've had products on the market for 2 years, and we have a little over 30 customers across the country. And we've installed systems in 8 states, including Ontario, Canada as well.
So just for listeners to understand, they can't just call up SunTegra and have them install SunTegra's solar shingles on their roofs. They'd have to work through a distributor, correct?
Yeah, actually through dealers. So we sell our products directly to dealer partners. These are typically roofing companies, companies that are selling products that are used in home remodeling and so forth, and home builders. So because our products are best installed at the time of a re-roof or new construction or a remodel project, we really source those customers. Primarily, we also have some standard solar installers that work with us, but really the former customer type is more common.
I see.
And so we would sell through them. Now, people are welcome to contact us directly, and then we will forward leads out to where we have dealers. Or if we don't have a dealer in that area, we'll let the customer know that we'll keep their information on file and let them know when we do.
So your strategy has been to really focus on people having to redo their roofs more than the traditional pitch that solar sales companies are doing, which is either knocking on doors or advertising about the benefits of clean energy and solar power.
Exactly. Our product goes in at a particular time in someone's something that they're doing with their home. So we focus our marketing and our dealers that can be you know, at the point of sale at that time and can inject solar into it. So if someone's looking for a re-roof, they contact one of our dealer partners, say for just a new roof. The dealer partner come in and say, have you thought of a solar roof? Here's what we can offer you, and it has this return and so forth and so on. Are you interested? And for home building, it's similar as well. So if someone's buying a new home, they can offer solar up front with the home, or have it be an option that can be added to the home.
Because you close the door and left me here blinded by the light. Don't let the sun go down on me, although I search myself, it's always somebody else I see. If you just allow a fragment of your life to wander free, 'cause I'm telling you that losing everything, it's like the sun going down on me.
To listen to Sea Change Radio anytime, anyplace, just subscribe to our free podcast. Simply follow the link from seachangeradio.com or search for us in the iTunes podcast directory.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio. I'm speaking to Oliver Kohler. He's the CEO and founder of SunTegra Solar Roof Systems. Why don't you explain in the most vivid detail possible what a SunTegra roof would look like compared to either a regular roof or regular solar panels?
Sure. So on a regular roof, you're going to have either overlapping roofing tiles or overlapping asphalt shingles that are layered up the roof. And really there's one plane for that roofing material. If you put a standard rack-mounted system with solar panels on the roof, you're going to see the other level anywhere from 4 to 7 inches above the roof. And it's going to look like a sail or this big thing that's kind of landed on your roof. And when you're standing in your front yard looking up, you also see, a gap underneath. Sometimes you see rails sticking out the sides. Depending on the attention to detail that a standard solar installer does, the system can look more finished or less finished. But you still always have this thing sticking above your roof. Which looks like, 3-foot by 5-foot sheets of glass. If you go to SunTegra system, we have two systems, the SunTegra tile, the system actually replaces the roofing tiles and is in the same plane as the roofing tiles. So you have one beautiful even level of material up across your roof. Where the solar is, it's going to look a little different because it is a solar panel and glass. It's going to be simply a darker color. But we also, the noses of the panels those in the future will be able to add colors to those to match the roofing tiles. So when you're standing low on your front yard looking up, you'll actually see a similar color to your roofing material. If you're looking from a higher level, you're going to see the difference of where the solar tiles are versus the roofing tiles, but it's all in one nice plane, providing a nice seamless low profile appearance. If you go to an asphalt shingle roof, our system's going to be up a little bit more. So basically, our system attaches directly to the roof in an overlapping fashion, so it looks like a roofing material. It's going to be a little higher than the asphalt shingles, anywhere from 3/4 inch to 1.5 inch. But when you look from further away, and it's going to have a perimeter, a black aluminum powder-coated perimeter flashing around the edges. And when you look away from further away, it has a very low-profile appearance. And you have this beautiful black system that's kind of picture-framed into your roof. But because it's very low-profile, it really does not stand out as much as standard panels. Because the panels are smaller, and overlapping, it looks more like akin to a roofing material than a standard rack-mounted system.
And what kind of roofs would SunTegra not work on?
So currently we work with asphalt shingles, which is the dominant roofing material here in the U.S., covering about three-quarters of all roofs. We can work with flat concrete tiles, and we also can work with medium-profile tiles. Your higher-profile Spanish tiles, we're working on solutions for that, but currently we cannot work with the higher-profile Spanish tiles. But that'll come next year.
And in terms of pricing, I've read that your solar shingles are around 15% more expensive than solar panels. But when you consider if you're due for redoing your roof, that cost could be kind of a wash. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. It's currently at a system price compared to rack mounted. We're about 10 to 20% more, let's say on average 15. And that varies from region to region a little bit. But if you are saving the roofing materials, then you're going to be saving anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000, depending on the type of roofing material, and that can really help reduce that cost and cover the difference. In the future, we see our systems, as we scale and continue to reduce our cost, we also see that we'll be able to be more at a 5 to 10% premium to standard rack-mounted systems. And then the benefits from the roof savings will make really the return to the customer a wash between one of the other systems. The really great thing then is that you can get a better-looking system, integrates better into your home for effectively the same price as a standard rack-mounted system.
This is Alex Wise on SeaChange Radio. I'm speaking to Oliver Kohler. He's the CEO and founder of SunTegra Solar Roof Systems. So, Oliver, can you break down how your company's technology differs from previous efforts, such as Dow Powerhouse, which tried to do integrated solar but is now defunct?
Yes, absolutely. Very good question. The key thing that we did differently up front is to really say, let's focus on standard solar technology. And by that, I mean crystalline solar cells put into solar panels using standard materials that solar panels use as well. This technology is mature. It's been out there for almost two decades now, and it's been improved upon. And there's many suppliers, and it has the same efficiency as standard panels, which we're competing against. So we said, let's reduce our risk, reduce our CapEx requirements. We're going to focus on that. We're going to buy it, put it into our product. But what we're going to do differently is we're going to offer a smaller solar panel integrated into a unique framing system, which allows it to attach directly to a roof in an overlapping fashion, and thereby give the end customer, the homeowners, a lower profile system that performs similar to standard panels, and also provides other benefits such as protection of cables. You don't have rodents eating the cables. You don't have to worry about weather ripping connections apart over time. So that was really our vision. And fortunately, other competitors, including Dow, have tried to take thin film technologies and base them as their basic technology strategy into then going into roof-integrated product. And often they have failed because the thin film has been hard to scale.
So that's looking back. Now looking forward, Elon Musk, who's the head of Solar City, which is a big player in the solar market nationally, much bigger than your company, of course, SunTegra, they're talking about moving into what they're labeling as solar roofs. Explain how Solar City's strategy may differ from the offering that SunTegra has. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on a big competitor coming into your space, potentially.
Maybe I'll take the second question first. We actually welcome someone like Solar City to bring a product, a roof integrated product, into the market. I think it helps provide awareness to this class of products in general, and because Solar City typically sells through their own channel, through their own network, we see if they brought a product to market, there's plenty of room in the market for both of us. the nice thing, too, is longer term, if they have their own product, it certainly makes us putting a deal together with one of their competitors that much more likely as well. So we see more people stepping in and moving this direction as generally positive, and we see some benefits, commercial benefits to them, to another competitor, even if they're big, like SolarCity, to be in the market. Now, that said, I really don't know much about their plans or when and how they'll really be able to execute on them. SolarCity does have a little bit of a history of playing kind of the vaporware game of throwing stuff out, way ahead of when it's ready. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think generally his comment and direction is very positive and underscores our product strategy.
And in terms of the technology's efficiency, comparing the surface area of a standard solar panel to SunTegra's solar shingles, give us an apples-to-apples comparison in terms of solar conversion efficiency rates.
Since we use standard technology in our solar shingles, the solar cells that in our panels are the same solar cells that are in standard solar panels, so our efficiency is very comparable. And because our solar panels are slightly smaller, you'll lose a little bit as far as efficiency in the whole system, but you're really talking about a few percent. It's not a big deal. But what's interesting is if you compare our product to, say, the Dow Powerhouse shingle, we actually have 50% more power than their product does. They were had only efficiency of about 10.5%, where we are 15 to 16%.
What do you attribute that to? How did you improve on the technology?
Really, because we chose to use standard available technology, and which you can buy on the open market, and there's many providers of solar cells that we can go to. So we just chose to leverage what's already out there rather than reinvent the wheel, say like Dow did in. And, starting fresh with a new and different type of solar technology as well. And that's really core to our strategy. We want to focus more on solution, how it's integrating into the roof. We don't want to invest a lot of money on the base solar technology, especially when it's available and pretty much commoditized out there today. So we really focused on what's differentiated about solar tiles and solar shingles, how it integrates into the roof, how it installs, how it looks. And again, our strategy is best available technology. Right now, that's crystalline. In the future, as the market changes, we would adopt new and different technology into our formats. But we see no need to ourselves invest in that. Let other people invest in that, and we'll take the best available technology and put it into our solar shingles and solar tiles.
He's the CEO and founder of SunTegra Solar Roof Systems, Oliver Kohler. Oliver, thanks so much for being my guest on SeaChange Radio.
Pleasure. Really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Follow the shift to sustainability with SeaChange Radio on Twitter at twitter.com/SeaChangeRadio and on our Facebook page.
I'm joined now on SeaChange Radio by Dr. Richard Lunt, who's a professor of chemical engineering and material science at Michigan State University.
Thank you for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you and your colleagues at Michigan State have been developing transparent solar cells. Why don't you first tell us how this concept began, if you can.
Sure. So there are a couple answers to that question. The first thing is, I grew up around a big city. I grew up just outside of Boston. And when you walk around a city like Boston or any big city, you start to look at the buildings and you look at all the area there is in the vertical footprint and how much glass there is. And you start to think, if there's a way that you could turn those surfaces into solar energy harvesting systems, you could generate a lot of power, and you could start really making an impact. And so we've been thinking about these kinds of ideas for a couple of years. We started thinking about these ideas in about 2010. And there was an idea that's been around since the 1970s for this luminescent solar concentrator. And the reason this was developed in the 70s was because scientists appreciated that solar cells were just too expensive. And so they took this idea and they tried to make solar energy more affordable. And so the basic idea for it is you take a piece of plastic and you embed in that piece of plastic or piece of glass a colorful dye that absorbs a small fraction of the visible light of the solar spectrum. And then it converts that energy into glowing light at another wavelength. So there's this color to these systems because of the absorptive filtering and because of the colorful glow. But that glowing light then gets waveguided or trapped in the plastic, just like a fiber optic. And it guides that energy to the edge of that plate where you mount a very thin strip of your expensive solar cell. And that light is then converted into electricity. And so the luminescent solar concentrator was a way to really lower the cost of these kinds of things. And there was some thought about using these kinds of systems as windows, but they're very colorful and very bright. If I could show you one of them, you know, in your window, if you sit behind it, it's kind of like working in a disco.
Right. Not ideal for all business scenes.
So, you know, and at the worst, it kind of makes the room, it makes it look like it's doomsday. So, you know, what we've really been working on developing is a new way to make these where we can selectively harvest the parts of the solar spectrum that we can't see with our eye, namely the ultraviolet and infrared parts of the solar spectrum, allowing the visible light to pass through. And then these molecules glow at another invisible wavelength, trapping that light and guiding it around the edge. And so because we're not absorbing or glowing visible light, these systems look exceptionally clear and transparent to the eye, just like a typical piece of glass or plastic.
And why is this important to have a transparent luminescent solar concentrator? Where could some of the applications be?
Right. So I think once you realize that you can make devices like this, it actually really sparks the imagination. We have a lot of people that sort of email us on a daily basis with lots of ideas about where they want to integrate these kinds of things. But there's lots of places where you can start to think about deploying this kind of solar harvesting system. Anywhere where there's glass, you know, in windows, in tall buildings and sunroofs, skylights and greenhouses. You can think about integrating them even in mobile electronics to extend the battery life or make them so that, you know, you don't have to plug them in. So you could imagine your cell phone, you no longer have to plug it in. That adds a really great functionality there. You could even think about integrating it into automobiles, whether it's in the windshields and the windows or even around the siding, because people, when they go to buy a car, they want a certain color car. They want a certain aesthetic car. And so you can put this around the car and still maintain whatever underlying aesthetic you want. And likewise, you could think about integrating this in billboards or any kind of display. So the applications are almost endless. It's really exciting. And so it can really turn our electronics and our cities into solar farms without even knowing that it's there.
Richard Lunt, thanks so much for being my guest on SeaChange Radio.
My pleasure.
If you'd like to hear this July 2015 interview in its entirety, go to seachangeradio.com to check out our archives.
Sway the future to the past and find what will endure.
You've been listening to Sea Change Radio. Our intro music is by Sanford Lewis, and our outro music is by Alex Wise. Additional music by Auntie Ballas, Betty Levette, and Hot Tuna. Check out our website at seachangeradio.com. That's seachangeradio.com to stream or download the show or subscribe to our podcast. Visit our archives there to hear from Bill McKibben, Van Jones, Paul Hawken, and many others. And tune in to Sea Change Radio next week as we continue making connections for sustainability. For Sea Change Radio, I'm Alex Wise.
Hey guys, Wilders here.